Hey, guess what? I fixed GarageBand on my computer. You know what I had to do? I had to completely update everything. First of all, it didn't want to update. I don't know why, but it didn't want to update. It didn't want to update multiple times. So, 2 days later, I finally got the computer to update, and then I had to go update GarageBand and everything else. And now it opened and it works. But I still have yet to record a new podcast episode for you guys, because if I'm being completely honest, I'm PMSing, and I've talked about it before. If you want to listen to that, it's my PMDD episode. But I believe I have PMDD, because when I'm PMSing, hey, mood goes down. Birth control has helped with that a lot, but my mood, my energy, all of that goes down. So it makes doing other things really hard. So instead of trying to push myself, because if I try to push myself, I will come on here and record a really, really, really sad episode for you guys. So instead, I'm giving you an old podcast episode where I talk about books and stuff. And listen, I really, really chose this podcast episode to post because I just finished another book. I just finished the Throne of Glass series. And Fourth Wing is coming out soon, and I'm currently reading Divine Rivals. So there's a lot of new updated book stuff that I have to catch all up on. So I'm gonna give y'all an old book episode so y'all can remember. So when I come back Sunday talking about how PMDD makes me feel and feeling sad and all my new book conspiracy theories and just everything just book related, you'll know. You'll know. So here's an old podcast episode, y'all. I miss y'all. I love y'all. But I did not want to come on here and just start crying because I'm a little sad girl. Plus, it's 12:52 a.m. and I have an exam at 9:35 a.m. that I haven't started studying for. So I'm also about to go do that. Anyways, everyone wish me luck. Everyone. Go follow me on Twitter. Everyone, 1, 2, 3 eyes on me. Everyone, go follow me on Twitter and say, good luck on your exam, Brianna. You're a stupid cunt. Okay, I'm done. Here's the podcast episode. You're probably going to hear my dryer in the background for this entire podcast episode. You know what? Let me just check it real quick. And while past me is checking up on the dryer, I just wanted to pop in and let editing, wait, no. I just editing me wanted to pop in and let y'all know that Stitcher is no longer going to be an app to listen to podcasting. So everyone who listens to me on Stitcher, go download the Spotify app and listen to me on Spotify right now. Stitcher is closing down. I know they're pushing y'all to Pandora. Pandora listeners, I love y'all all with all my heart. Y'all are the reason why my podcast even exists and why I even have a podcast platform in the first place. But if y'all could do me a wee, it's a bit too favor. And I'll go listen to me on Spotify, y'all. I promise. I'm even asking y'all a question today in the podcast episode that you can only answer on Spotify. So go listen to me on Spotify right now. All right, now let's see what Brianna determined could happen. Wow, surprisingly not. Okay. I actually didn't come on here with a plan, but I can give y'all updates on the Throne of Glass series that I've been reading. That's it. Like, my niche is I'm a reader, guys. We never thought we would see me here, but you know what? Your girl's a reader. Anyways, let's just run this intro and get through this. This isn't going to be a long podcast episode at all. This is going to be one of my short mini ones. So, run it. Welcome back to the Strike Me Please podcast. I am your host, Brianna Silva. And today I'm here by myself for a little cute mini bonus episode just to literally talk about nothing. First things first, does anyone have any podcast recommendations? So honestly, if you go listen to this on Spotify, there's a place where I can ask y'all questions or like run polls or what anything. So go on Spotify right now to listen to this podcast, and I'm going to ask the question, do y'all have any podcast recommendations for me? And I want y'all to respond with all of your favorite podcast shows. And I say this because I'm getting back into like my podcast obsession recently, and I've been wanting to do nothing but look for new podcast episodes. So or like new podcast shows to binge. So one of the ones that I've been listening to is Who Shat at the Floor, Who Shat on the Floor at My Wedding. That one is so good. I did not expect it to be that good, but like these girls. So basically, overall, it's a lesbian couple, and one point in the middle of their wedding, they walk into the restroom and someone has shat on the floor. Like full on said that someone popped a squat, it seems like, on the floor, pooped, and then like ran off because one of them like had a skid mark, like someone like stepped in the poo, and then someone had to clean it. And so now they've created an entire podcast behind the investigation of who pooped on the floor at their wedding, and it is truly like a true crime podcast. And I cannot even say how funny this podcast series is. It is the funniest thing ever. They're actually calling all their friends and family and everyone that was invited to the wedding and asking them if they saw it or if they did it, making them do lie detector tests, interrogations. It is the funniest thing ever. So I've been listening to that. Also, bonus, I don't think the podcast episodes are that long, which is another thing. Like, a lot of my life does revolve around the fact that I procrastinate everything. So next thing you know, I'm like, I wanted to do this, this, and this. And so I'm just like, let me throw in some headphones and go about my day. So I love a good podcast episode, and I love long podcast episodes because then if I'm like washing, well, no, like if I'm just doing anything that takes a long period of time, you know, I don't have to think about it. But again, because I'm like procrastinating everything, I don't want to like stare at a screen to watch a YouTube show or like a YouTube video. And so I love podcasting, and I love shorter episodes for when I'm like doing dishes. And I'm like, I just need it to be long enough for me to do the dishes or put away the groceries or just like vacuum and pick up the stuff around my room. So I've been looking for more podcast episodes that just have shorter episodes, because if the episode's not done by the time I'm done, oh, babes, you best believe I'm about to sit down and procrastinate. Talking about sitting down, I can't sit down. The chair, my desk chair in my room broke. The legs have, ever since I first moved into that bedroom, that desk chair has given me issues. It has been so wobbly. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble. Hey, wobble, baby, wobble. And all our furniture here has been falling apart, and so I never thought much of it until I had went to my roommate's room and I sat on her desk chair, and I was like, your chair is so stable. Is this what they're supposed to feel like? And she literally looked at me like I was crazy and was like, Brianna, what are you talking about? And I was like, my desk chair, like, it does not feel like this. Every time I sit on it, it feels like the legs are about to fall off. And she was like, oh, I had that room before. Just call maintenance and they'll tighten the legs for you. Like, that chair does suck. And I was like, So it's been a running battle with me and my desk chair to keep calling maintenance to tighten the legs. And officially, they broke. A leg fully came off the chair. but like in the funniest way. So I don't have a table close to my bed, which moving to this new room in literally less than a month, whenever I set up my room, I am going to remove my bed off the wall and see if I can do like a makeshift nightstand on either side, whether like one side is my refrigerator and a little table on the other side, or just figuring out a way to have nightstands on each side, because bruh, I need a nightstand. So I've been using my desk chair as one, especially if I'm lying down and I have drinks and stuff next to me, or I'm eating in bed. And so like, I want to have something to put all that stuff on. And so I would use my desk chair. And so was that this morning, babe? No, that was yesterday. And so my boyfriend like he was giving me food and better. Oh, he was bringing up chocolate milk for me because I asked for chocolate milk and a cup. And he moved my desk chair next to me. He moved my desk chair next to me so he can put the chocolate milk and stuff on the desk chair. Because that's what I do. And he literally, like, I didn't see it happen. It was so it was so silent. I just looked at his face and he just went, oh. And I was just like, what happened? I looked down, the leg is The leg of the chair is fully on the floor. So my desk chair is down to three legs. But I knew it was going to happen one day because every time I moved that chair, that leg would wobble around so badly, even though like maintenance already tightened it. Like I knew it was just going to fall apart. It's been a bad chair since I first got it. So definitely when I move into this new place, I've always been in a rush to like send them in the paper and say like everything in the apartment is fine. You know, when they ask you to do your own personal inspection. I am not doing that again. I've definitely learned. I'm going to hold on to that paper and spend 2 weeks in the apartment until I turn it in, because it really does take like a month for you to fully realize everything that's wrong with it, for you to realize sketch marks or like skid marks across the wall or something being broken or whatnot. So definitely learned my lesson. I've always been like, oh, I need to turn in all the paperwork every time I move into a place. Not doing that this time. What else has been happening? I'm going kayaking tomorrow morning, and I am so not an early riser, but this time I have to be an early riser because my friend said they want to leave around 10. So that means I have to be sunscreened, packed, and ready to walk out the door by 10. So that means I have to be up at like 8. Minimum, because it when I wake up, it takes me a while to roll out of bed and to get ready or do anything. Like I am not a morning person, so it takes me forever. It takes me forever to do anything. Also, I have to admit it. My boyfriend is a better social media manager than I am. A better social media marketer, if you will. I'm jealous yet proud, because I'm like, oh, like, of course he is. But then there's another part of me that's like, I get paid to do this. What the hell? So now I'm learning from my boyfriend. And that takes a lot for me to say, because damn, why is he better than my own job? Ghetto. So back to Throne of Glass. I've been reading Throne of Glass, and I saw Brittany Broski's been reading Throne of Glass. And what I'll tell y'all, I have been screaming because she's also Team Kaol and wants Selena to end up with Kaol. And lo and behold, my roommate was right, and so was everyone else on TikTok. It is a canon event. I do not want her to end up with Kaol. And honestly, I know a lot of people say that they ship her and Rowan together. Lainey, hi, if you're listening, I don't ship them together. Because what do I want Selena / not spoiling that for y'all, to have love in her life? Yes, of course I would. I want her to have love in her life. Don't worry, guys. I'm not doing any spoilers. But let's just... Selena literally has gone through like 5 names. And I'm only on book 5 of 8. So she switches names a lot. But yeah, I want her to have love in her life. I so badly want her to have a partner, because it's come and gone within this book. But I don't want her to end up with Rowan, because they have such best friend vibes and it's stayed like that. And I kind of want it to stay like that. I don't want them to slowly fall in love. I just want it to remain just like this. I want them to be best friends. And then I want Selena to literally not fall in love. I don't want her to fall in love. And that's just me. That's not me being bitter. I am not a big fan of romance things. I am so picky when it comes to romance. I guess I do enjoy reading about romance more than I like watching it in a movie or a TV show, because I have been rooting for the romance in this book. But I've been rooting for the romance in this book because the whole plot is not based around romance, and a lot of the characters that I've like, it took me a while to realize this, but a lot of the main characters in this book are women. Like there's so many characters running around and about throughout this book, but there's only like 3 male main characters. The rest are women. It's very, very strong women, and they're very much like, I don't need anyone in my life. I will kill you if you mess with me. Leave me alone. And I'm living for that. I have been trying to embody Selena through my daily life. I'll have moments where I'm just like, just think of yourself as Selena and you'll power through it, because just like these strong women, I love that she has so many moments where she's like, oh my gosh, he really thought that I was going to be upset and like cry over a broken nail, because she's like training to be this like amazing assassin and she's climbing up walls and like shattering her nails, or she was put on kitchen duty for a few months and she's just like, wow, do these men think I'm going to like cry over broken nails? But at the same time, in the same breath, she's like, where are my cosmetics? Where is my makeup? I want to do my makeup. I love looking beautiful. I need to go get my nails done. I need to go get my hair done. Like, she loves being beautiful, but she's not going to cry over her beauty. And I love that about her. And I will say, Sarah J. Maas, I will give you your props for that. Because I have hated you. I'm not gonna lie. I've hated Sarah J. Maas because this book series has been so heartbreaking. Specifically, Assassin's Blade. Just never read Assassin's Blade first. Read it after Heir of Fire. Yeah, because it was Throne of Glass, Heir of Fire. Hold on, I have the book right here. Yeah, no, it was Throne of Glass, Crown of Midnight. Then there's Heir of Fire, and then you can read The Assassin's Blade. But I say read it after Crown of Midnight, because there's a few moments in Heir of Fire that recall back to a few things in Assassin's Blade. And me personally, I had more of an appreciation for them after Crown of Midnight. But you can also read it after Heir of Fire. So now I'm on Queen of Shadows. And after this, there's three more books. I have really gone through this series so fast because it's so good. But the main overall theme is the fantasy part, the action part. There's a lot of times where you're like, are they going to rekindle their love? And like the main characters are like, I can't even think about the way I love this person right now. I have like my duty to attend to, and I'm going to go kill these people. And that's been my favorite part of the series. Queen of Shadows is so good. It's not that sad. It's just a lot of like, oh my god, like there's a lot of craziness. And right now, honestly, it's one of the chiller action books. Like Throne of Glass, people kept saying it was a hard read to get through and there wasn't a lot happening in that book, and I truly needed that in that moment. And then now that I'm reading the rest of the books, I'm like, can we go back to that Throne of Glass vibes where there just wasn't much happening to our characters and they were okay? But we're obviously not going back to that. It's just a lot of craziness. So this one is a lot of craziness. There's a lot of like the book opens with a rescue mission for one of the characters that honestly I thought was going to die. That was the first 200 pages of this book. 200 out of 645. Yeah, I think it's 645 pages. 200 out of 645 pages is a rescue mission of one of my favorite characters. Like, these books are insane. They're wild, they're crazy, they're action-filled, and romance always sits on the back burner, which I love. Where romance hasn't been sitting on the back burner, which I need it to go back to the back burner, is Emily in Paris. I've been forcing my boyfriend to binge watch Emily in Paris with me, and I think he has a love-hate relationship with it. And I say this because I don't think he's fully stayed awake through one of our like binge watch sessions. He's always falling asleep as I'm watching it. That and Keeping Up with the Kardashians, always falling asleep. For Keeping Up with the Kardashians, though, I more understand because the Kardashian episodes don't drop until Wednesday at 11 p.m. in Texas. And he has to be up by like 6, 7 in the morning. And so by the time we've clicked play, these are hour-long episodes, before we even halfway through, he's crashed. And so I get that. But Emily in Paris, we can watch it at any time that we want to, because it's on Netflix. So Netflix released the entire series. And this boy is asleep. Fully asleep. And I'm just sitting there like, boy, do you even like this series? But honestly, I get it, because this is why I hate romance stuff, because you are just so focused on like the love and what's happening in each character's love life that the story, it just isn't building correctly. Like the fact that I'm sorry, this is a spoiler. Emily in Paris has been out for a while. I'm talking about season one and two. We haven't seen season three yet. We just finished season two today. Camille hated Gabriel and Emily because they ended up hooking up behind her back. Gabriel was very much on the hush-hush about their relationship, which allowed him and Emily to sleep together. Then Gabriel went to go confess his love, and Emily was like, no, because I'm trying to get this friendship with Camille back. That is so unrealistic. Camille should have literally like flicked both of them off, told them to go F themselves, and stormed out, and like it then should have moved on to her falling in love with someone else, and then Gabriel having none of the girls, not having Emily or Camille. As Camille falls in love and Gabriel's realizing how mad he messed up, but also his heart still longs for Emily. That would have made more sense to me. I mean, Emily's still trying to beg for this friendship, still trying to set, like, it's just, it. None of the love stories in this TV show is making sense. The only character who has made sense from start to finish has been Sylvie. I love Sylvie. I'm obsessed with Sylvie. She is such a boss baddie, but also at the same time, like, she's just that girl. Like, that's it. She's just that girl. Sylvie is just that girl. And she does what she needs to do. She has her secrets because she's like, that's none of your business. Why would I talk about it? And she's right. Why would she talk about it? It is literally none of your business, love. It's none of your business. So step aside. So I've been living for Sylvie. But yeah, Emily in Paris, I really don't like the show. Oh my gosh. And just the ignorant, I just hate these American characters that they keep throwing into this beautifully French show. I really just keep committing to watching this show because I want my European summer. Okay. I want to be in Paris. I also want to be in Italy. I want to be in France mainly. I want to be in Italy just because, like, I'm trying to pick out wedding venues, y'all. I'm not engaged. My grandmother thought I was engaged on Instagram because I posted a picture of me and my ring day, which here at Texas A&M means I just got my college ring. My grandmother took that as my granddaughter just got engaged, and I just found out through Instagram. And I was like, no, grandma. It was – I felt so bad for the lady because I was like, grandma, if I got engaged, I promise you would not find out through Instagram. And she's like, oh my God, Brianna, you gave me a heart attack. But also follow me on Instagram and honestly go follow my grandmother. It's not going to be hard to find her because she comments under all of my pictures saying, my beautiful grandbaby, granny loves you. I love you and I miss you and I hope you like are just like, she is my hype woman and I love her so freaking much. So if you want to see someone's grandmother hype them up, go follow me on Instagram. She might be your hype woman too, who knows. Just start DMing her saying her granddaughter sent you. Actually, leave that lady alone. But like, you can interact with her underneath my comments. Leave the poor lady alone. But yeah, it's so funny. You know who else has been really funny on social media? My two aunts on my dad's side. They literally just use TikTok to post pictures of themselves. And if that is not the most auntie thing that you could do, it is the it makes me giggle so much because I'm like, that is the most auntie thing. I'm just using TikTok to post pictures of myself. And they will post the F out of a photo shoot of themselves, even if it's just like 10 selfies in a row. They'll make a video and they'll post it on TikTok. And honestly, I want to embody that energy because, yes, what else is social media for than to be all about you? Post yourself looking good. So it's a vibe. It's a mood. And honestly, they might be inspiring me for my next few posts. What else has been happening? I need to wash my car. That's just a side note. I don't think I've washed my car in like 2 months. Actually, I don't think I've washed my car since me and you started dating. Have I? Okay, so I haven't washed my car for 4 months. It's bad. It's really bad. My car is at the point where if I don't wash it soon, I'm afraid it's going to implode. Submarine joke. Hashtag P. Fletcher, speaking from the heart. I tried to wash it while I was back. Ooh, I can hear myself saying so many times. I need to take breaths instead of saying I tried washing it while I was in Houston for an entire week. Don't question, bro. Just go with it. It was a lot. It was a lot happening in Houston this week. But I was in Houston and I wanted to wash my car. The day I finally had energy to wash my car, it starts raining. I was so upset. I was so friggin' upset. But it sucked. It truly, truly sucked. But yeah, did that. Been there, done that. Whatever, major loser. I think I'm starting to get just like delusionally tired. It's midnight. I'm slightly tired. I have to wash my bed sheets because menstrual issues. I thought I ended, but I didn't. So then I ruined my bed sheets. I'm so mad at myself because I've just, some with birth control, sometimes my menstrual cycles are long, sometimes they're short. Before I started birth control, I had like a perfect 3-day cycle. Like literally day one light, day two heavy, day three almost spotting, and I was done. Yeah, now on birth control, sometimes it could be 2 days, sometimes it could be 3 days, sometimes it's 8 days. But for the past few months, it was a consistent 4-day. And so I thought it was going to be 4 days, but nope, it's day five. And she definitely surprised me in the middle of the day while I was laying in bed. And I just went, great. I was so mad. So we're doing laundry, which is why I was like, oh, I think I'll be able to hear my dryer in the background. I think I need to make myself a cup of green tea so I can sit here and edit and record another podcast episode for you guys. But I love all of you. Y'all are amazing. I really could just record it tomorrow so I can have more things to talk about or whatever. Also, Abraxos, in these books, my favorite little dog dragon. He is amazing. I love him. He's the best character. Him and Mort. I wish there was more Mort content, but I doubt we'll have more inside the castle content with the way everyone's now like the way everyone's now an enemy to the crown is just all I'm gonna say. So I miss our little Mort King, but yeah, that's that. And I've been living for the Throne of Glass TikToks. My roommate made a whole playlist of nothing but Throne of Glass TikToks, and each TikTok represents like a different book, or like there's a bunch of different TikToks from like different books, right? And so when I finished the Throne of Glass book, she sent me all the Throne of Glass TikToks. When I finished Air of Fire, she sent me all the Air of Fire TikToks. When I finished Crown of Midnight, she sent all of those. So that has also been another highlight of doing of reading this book series. It's just getting a bunch of random like on brand TikToks. But I think I'm going to end this podcast episode here. I'm really tired. I need a cup of tea. I want to edit and get this up for y'all because it's Sunday and Sunday is my posting days. Don't worry. For everyone who loves my long podcast episodes, we're going to have another long podcast episode. But I was trying to record two for y'all because I was trying to get up one Saturday and one Sunday, but it looks like we're going to do Sunday and Monday instead. So follow me. Go give me podcast recommendations, please. But you have to go over and do it on Spotify. And yeah, listen to this podcast on Spotify, because if you're not listening on Spotify, then what the hell are you doing? But I will see y'all back maybe with the long podcast episode. I don't know. We'll see how I'm feeling tomorrow. But with that, I love you. Follow me on social media and rip me out the plastic. I've been acting brand new. That's all I'm saying. I've been real brand new lately. I'm just playing, girl. Who have time to be brand new? You think I'm reinventing myself in this economy? No, babes. I can barely afford my life. I can barely afford to breathe, let alone to act brand new. Girl, please.